by the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine, by the grace of Allah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. My dear viewers of Madani channel, welcome back to MashaAllah Azza wa Jal, our morning program, morning show. It goes by the name of Rise and Shine. Let's, inshallah Azza wa Jal, begin our program by reciting the beautiful verses of the Holy Quran. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد صدق الله العظيم
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم الحمد لله. The recitation of the glorious Quran. We should begin our mornings by listening to, reciting the glorious Quran. Today we shall be speaking about the authority of the greatest of mankind, the peace of our hearts and minds, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Yes, what authority does Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam possess? He's the greatest of prophets. Imagine his authority, inshallah. This we shall be learning about today. Let's move to the naat of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم
يا حبيبي مرحبا يا حبيبي مرحبا يا حبيبي مرحبا يا حبيبي مرحبا
بكارو مرحبا سب مرحبا يا رسول الله بكارو مرحبا سب مرحبا يا رسول الله مرحبا يا مصطفى 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 مرحبا يا مصطفى
تاجدار الانبياء لو مرحبا راجدار كبرياء أهلا وسهلا مرحبا
مرحبا يا مصطفى مرحبا يا مصطفى مرحبا يا مصطفى مرحبا يا مصطفى
سرکار کی آمد
مرحبا
آقا کی آمد
مرحبا
منتار کی آمد
مرحبا
دلدار کی آمد
مرحبا مرحبا
آقا کی ولادت
مرحبا مرحبا سب مرحبا یا رسول اللہ
پکارو
مرحبا سب مرحبا یا رسول اللہ
آگئے خیر البرا مرحبا اہلا وسہلا مرحبا 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 راجدار کبریا اہلا و سہلا مرحبا
یا حبیبی مرحبا یا حبیبی مرحبا یا حبیبی مرحبا یا حبیبی مرحبا مرحبا
آج مرحبا یا رسول اللہ
پکارو
مرحبا سج مرحبا یا رسول اللہ
چاند سا چمکاتے چہرہ نور برساتے ہوئے چاند سا چمکاتے چہرہ نور برساتے ہوئے نور برساتے ہوئے
آ گئے بدرود جاہلوں و سغلن مرحبا رازدار کبریا اہلوں و سغلن مرحبا
مرحبا
مرحبا یا رسول اللہ
پکارو
مرحبا سج مرحبا یا رسول اللہ آمینہ کے گھر میں آقا کی ولادت ہو گئی آمینہ کے گھر میں آقا کی ولادت ہو گئی مرحبا صلی علی اہل و سغل مرحبا رازدار کبریا اہلوں و سہلن مرحبا
یا حبیبی مرحبا یا حبیبی مرحبا
یا حبیبی مرحبا یا حبیبی مرحبا
مرحبا سج مرحبا یا رسول اللہ
پکارو
مرحبا سج مرحبا یا رسول اللہ
مسکراتے آ گئے شافع روزے جزا اہلوں و سغلن مرحبا رازدار کبریا اہلوں و سغلن مرحبا
مرحبا
مرحبا یا رسول اللہ
قبر میں عطار کی آمد غجب سرکار کی قبر میں عطار کی آمد غجب سرکار کی ہو زباں پر یا خدا اہلوں و سغلن مرحبا رازدار کبریا اہلوں و سغلن مرحبا
یا حبیبی مرحبا
یا حبیبی مرحبا یا حبیبی مرحبا
مرحبا سج مرحبا یا رسول اللہ
پکارو
مرحبا سج مرحبا یا رسول اللہ
حشر میں عطار ان کو دیکھتے ہی بول اٹھا حشر میں عطار ان کو دیکھتے ہی بول اٹھا مرحبا یا مصطفیٰ اہلوں و سغلن مرحبا رازدار کبریا اہلوں و سغلن مرحبا
مرحبا
مرحبا یا رسول اللہ
سرکار کی آمد
مرحبا
آقا کی آمد
مرحبا
منٹار کی آمد
مرحبا
دلدار کی آمد
مرحبا
پرنور کی آمد
مرحبا
آقا کی ولادت
مرحبا مرحبا سج مرحبا یا رسول اللہ
پکارو
مرحبا سج مرحبا
سبحان اللہ سرکار کی آمد مرحبا صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وعلی آلہ وسلم الحمدللہ عز و جل viewers of Madani channel you are watching Rise and Shine now today alhamdulillah our topic I shall be speaking about the authority of Rasulullah صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وعلی آلہ وسلم Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, undoubtedly, my dear viewers, there is only one God. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has no partner. There's nobody, nothing like Him. You know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one and only God, my dear viewers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created the creation. Everything other than Allah is the creation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created each and every single one of us. Everything around us, everything which we see, is all the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And He has created prophets. He has given prophets precedence. He has given the prophets preference. He has given them a higher status, higher rank than all of the insan, the rest of the insan, the rest of the humans. Even amongst the prophets, there is the messengers. And amongst the messengers, the greatest of all is none other than Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam, from whose ummah we are. Alhamdulillah, we are from the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not only granted him the miracles of all of the previous prophets, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has also granted Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam authority. Authority, yes. What do we mean by authority? A judge, he possesses authority. Somebody who's, you know, has a high rank within any place, within any society, they possess some sort of authority. But the authority which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has been granted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is superior to all of these types of authorities which may have come to our mind, because Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam was granted complete authority by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator, and He has granted Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam authority. Some would be still thinking, what do you mean? Because undoubtedly it all comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and there's no doubt about this. It is all from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam such a rank that he's left things to the discretion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And inshallah I shall give you some examples, but first there's some verses in the Quran. One verse in the Quran in Surah Nisa, it states, فَلَا وَرَبِّكَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ حَتَّى يُحَكِّمُوكَ فِيمَا شَجَرَ بَيْنَهُمْ ثُمَّ لَا يَجِدُوا فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ حَرَجًا مِمَّا قَضَيْتَ وَيُسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. Allahu Akbar, how beautiful is this? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, Subhanallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the glorious Quran that, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alayhi wa sallam, by the oath of your Lord, فَلَا وَرَبِّكَ, by the oath of your Lord, لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ, they will never be true believers, حَتَّى up until يُحَكِّمُوكَ, they make you, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a judge. They make you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, a judge, فِيمَا شَجَرَ بَيْنَهُمْ, of the disputes which occur between themselves. And Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when you make a ruling, when you make a judgment, then they will not find within themselves any disagreement, the slightest of disagreements, my dear viewers. وَيُسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا, by Ya Rasulullah, whatever you say, they will accept and accept wholeheartedly. Whatever Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam orders, whatever Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam judges, whatever ruling he gives, our job is not to disagree, our job is not to question, but our job is to accept. And how to accept? Not just accept, you know, being acquiesced, meaning accepting due to having, being forced to accept, no, but accepting wholeheartedly whatever Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam rules. Similarly, there's other verses mentioned in the Quran and is mentioned, وَلَا يُحَرِّمُونَ مَا حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. And this is beautiful, that those things which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made haram, وَرَسُولُهُ, and also those things which His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam has made haram. From this we learn that yes, undoubtedly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us or makes what is halal, halal, that which is haram, haram. But from this verse of the glorious Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us that Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam also possesses the authority to make halal or to make something haram. Yes, my dear viewers of Madan Channel, this authority has been granted to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There's another beautiful verse, subhanAllah, there's many. وَمَا آتَاكُمُ الرَّسُولُ فَخُذُوهُ وَمَا نَهَاكُمْ عَنْهُ فَانْتَهُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states that which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives you, then فَخُذُوهُ, then take it, accept it. And that which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam nahakum an, which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prohibits you from, then remain away from that. These are a few verses of the glorious Quran, my dear viewers, in which we learn that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is also shari', that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is also that person, that individual who stipulates our Sharia, who tells us what is our Sharia, those things which are right, those things which are wrong. And there are many examples. I'll give you, mashallah, one beautiful example is the example of Hajj, where once a companion, he approached the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had, you know, mentioned in a sermon, he had mentioned the ruling that أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ قَدْ فَرَضَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكُمْ الْحَجِّ, that indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made Hajj obligatory upon you. Hajj is now farz on you, on everybody. Those who, for whom, you know, the conditions, those who meet the conditions, then you must perform Hajj. It is an order given. Now, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given the ruling. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it tells us what the ruling is, that now we must all perform Hajj. So when Hajj became obligatory, now some people may be thinking, it says perform Hajj, it does not mention how many times we need to perform Hajj. It doesn't mention whether it's all, obviously only you can only do it once a year, because Hajj takes place at a particular time, and this is something which is from the time of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. So it can only happen once a year, but the question is it every year? Is it once in 10 years? You know, is it once in 15 years, once in 20 years? Is it once in a lifetime? This had not been stated, this had not been mentioned. So then a companion, he approaches the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he says, Ya Rasulullah, what, must we perform Hajj every year? Maybe this is what you understood, so he wished to clarify. That Ya Rasulullah, must we perform Hajj every year? The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam, he did not answer. And when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not answer, again he asked, Ya Rasulullah, must we perform Hajj every year? Again the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam remained quiet. Again he said it. And then the Prophet ﷺ said that, and these words, mashallah, are beautiful. He said, لو قلت نعم الله أكبر لو قلت نعم لوجبت. This companion who is asking the Messenger of Allah ﷺ, do we have to perform Hajj every year? The Prophet ﷺ replied that if I was to say yes, meaning you don't ask this question, you say, I've left it how it is, meaning it's open, so leave it open. Meaning those who perform Hajj once, that's fine. The Prophet ﷺ said, If I had said yes, لو قلت نعم yes, then لوجبت, then Hajj would have been obligatory upon you every single year. Allahu Akbar, subhanAllah. What do we learn from this? We learn that whatever the Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam wishes, he can make obligatory upon us. He can make farz upon us. So he, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he had the option. He could have said yes. And if he said yes, it would have been farz upon us. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him that no, once in the lifetime, whoever can perform it more times, then this shall be extra and this shall be beneficial for them. So my dear viewers of Madani Channel, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alayhi wa sallam possesses the authority to make something farz upon us. This is the greatest of all. You know, some people may be thinking that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he did not, you know, possess much wealth, he wasn't a wealthy person. But my dear viewers, what we must understand is the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would get whatever he wished. He chose, rather than to be rich, to be poor. These are the things he chose. So he possessed the authority where he could even stipulate or determine that thing which is not obligatory upon us, he could make it obligatory, as we've just learned now. And in other examples, we've also come to learn one person, he wasn't a Muslim at the time, he approached the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he said that, yeah, you know, that, oh Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Muslims have to pray 5 times a day. Give me permission only to pray twice. The oh Messenger of Allah, I will accept Islam if you allow me only to pray twice a day. Now praying 5 times a day is farz for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is special for this person. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave him permission. So for this person, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when 5 prayers were farz upon him also, just like the rest of the Muslims, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wa ala alihi wasallam said to him, you only have to pray 2. So that thing which is farz, if the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam wish, if he wish for it, if he wishes, then he can raise that ruling from the person. If something is farz, he can lift that obligation upon that person, he can lift it. This is the authority of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Those things which are farz, he can make them non-farz. Those things which are non-farz, he can make them farz, he can make them obligatory upon us. Subhanallah. My dear viewers, let's move to our first segment of the day, the daily reminder. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Rise and Shine, alhamdulillah, once again it is time for a reminder within Rise and Shine. Today we have a beautiful story to listen to and some lessons to learn from there. So let's listen to it and see what we can pick up from there. What is the reminder for us in this story? It is stated regarding a king that his name was Nu'man bin Munzir, that he had a fixed day. On different days, one day would be that the first person he would see in the day, he would reward them. He would give them a lot of wealth and rewards and so on and so forth. But on the next day, the first person that he would meet, the first person that he would come across, he would kill them. So one day, a poor person, he's already inflicted with calamities in the sense that he cannot provide for his family, his family is struggling financially, and so on and so forth. So he comes out in search for sustenance and so on and so forth. And unfortunately, he was the first person to meet the king that day, that morning. And that was the day that the king had appointed to kill anybody that he saw, to kill the first person that he saw. So this is the day that he met the king on. And when he was sure that he's going to be killed, he has no way out. So he requested to the king that it doesn't make a difference whether you kill me now or whether you kill me towards the end of the day, later on in the day. So if you give me some time, some time so I can go back to my family, I have small children, and my wife and my children are hungry. So I can go and prepare some food, take some food for them, and make a will, leave a will and wasiyah for them. So the king at this point is having sympathy for this person, but still not ready to give up his tradition of killing the person. So he says, who is going to be your guarantor? Who is going to guarantee that you're going to come back? So at this point, he looks at a companion of the king, Shariq bin Adi, who then agrees, a person who will guarantee his return. So if this person doesn't return now, then this person who is making this guarantee gets killed instead. So he's risking his life for this individual. As the afternoon comes, the person still not come back. The king says, look, your time is up. He's not coming back. So, but he says, you know, we've got till the evening, so let's wait. Now, as evening has come and that person is still not here, the king says to him, now you should get ready to be killed. That person's not come back. And at this point, Shariq bin Adi, he says, I see a person from a distance. And it looks like that person that went home, that asked for some time. So as he came closer, and they were sure that this is a person. Now, as he comes, the king asks him. The king firstly says to him that you have set an example, a great example of keeping a promise. And he says to Shariq bin Adi that you have set a great example of helping a person and showing kindness towards a Muslim. So now what is the reward? Both of these individuals, one of them shown great he's shown a great example of keeping a promise, and another one has shown a great example of kindness. So for both of them, but not just both of them, the reward was such that everybody benefited from it. So the king says that from today, I abolish the day of killing because of both of you. So because of both of these individuals, that custom and the tradition of killing people, that was finished. That day was finished. Allahu Akbar. So people benefited, the entire community benefited from the truthfulness of this individual who kept a promise, and likewise the affection and the kindness of the other individual. And when he was asked, why, what made you come back? You could have stayed at home, another person could have been killed instead of you. What made you come back? This is because I'd made a promise. And my religion, it teaches me to keep a promise. And the one who does not keep his promise, he has no religion. And this is a great lesson for us, and this is a reminder for us. The beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said that the one who breaks his promise to any Muslim, he is cursed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by his angels and all the humans. And neither any of his fard, his obligatory actions, worships, nor his nafil, his voluntary worships, will be accepted. So none of his fara'id and none of his nawafil will be accepted. Allahu Akbar. This is a very strong reminder in the form of a hadith for us, in order to remind us to keep promises. And this is one of the lessons we derive and we learn from this incident and this story, that we must fulfill our promises. So alhamdulillah, this is the reminder for today. As we go about our daily life today, depending on where we are, if we have the day to come up, then keep in mind, we must never break a promise. If we cannot keep a promise, or if we have no intention of fulfilling a promise, we must not make a false promise, because that would be lying. If the intention is there and you make a promise and you try your best to fulfill it, but circumstances arise where you cannot fulfill it, that is a separate scenario. And that is not you breaking a promise. But when you promise somebody to do something and you do not do it, you do not make any effort to do it, you have no intention of doing it, then that would be breaking a promise. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all from breaking promises. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم. ما شاء الله. A beautiful reminder of the day. Keeping our promises, my dear viewers. Many of us, we are very quick in making promises, but when the time comes to keep those promises, we do not keep those promises, my dear viewers. This is something which is necessary, in fact. If you do make an oath, especially, if you make an oath, then you must keep that oath, my dear viewers of the channel. If it is bad, then you still must pay the expiation for breaking the oath, but it would be better to break it. So bad oath, this is a separate matter. In fact, I think we've already spoken about oath previously, my dear viewers of the channel. But generally, as we say, keep your promises. Be a man of your word, as some people say, my dear viewers. Now, Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jalla, the topic for today is the authority of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alayhi wa sallam. I wish to mention some examples. MashaAllah, there's also a beautiful story, but before that, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alayhi wa sallam was the greatest of mankind. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the best of examples. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had taught us this before. One example is brushing the teeth. Nowadays, yes, we use a toothbrush. But the Prophet ﷺ gave us something which is even better than the toothbrush, even up until this day. It is better than the toothbrush. And what is this? It is a miswak. Now, the Prophet ﷺ has mentioned as soon as whenever he would enter his home, the first thing he would do is a miswak. When he would awake, he would use a miswak. Before going to sleep, he would use a miswak. So even more than, for example, you know, nowadays 2 times a day we'll brush our teeth, or even 3 times a day, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, subhanallah, this is what care he showed to his teeth even at that time. But my dear viewers, another time when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would perform the miswak is during wudu, during ablution. When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would perform ablution for the salah, he would use the miswak. This is a sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now the Prophet ﷺ emphasizing the importance of the miswak, he mentions some beautiful words. He says, لَوْلَا أَنْ أَشُقَّ عَلَىٰ أُمَّتِي لَفَرَضْتُ عَلَيْهِمَ السِّوَاكِ, that if I did not consider it to be difficult, if it was not to be difficult upon my ummah, then لَفَرَضْتُ عَلَيْهِمَ السِّوَاكِ, indeed I would have made the miswak farz upon them. I would have made it obligatory upon them. Kama faradtu alayhimul wudu, just as I have made wudu, ablution, farz upon the people. Subhanallah, some beautiful lessons we learn from this. Firstly, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself has stated, I made wudu, I made ablution, farz upon the people. Secondly, the Prophet ﷺ is showing us, is teaching us, one thing, his kindness, and on the other hand, also his authority. He is showing us his authority, that if he wished, just the way we cannot pray our salah, it is first for us to do our ablution, for us to perform our wudu, it is first for us. The Prophet ﷺ is showing us, is telling us, that just the way this is farz upon us, if the Prophet ﷺ wished, then he would have also made the miswak farz upon us. Allahu Akbar. My dear viewers, this shows, and also his kindness, that because he understands, he does not wish, he's a rahmatan lil alameen, he's a mercy for all of mankind. He does not wish to make things more difficult for us. So it shows his kindness also. subhanAllah, that he did not make it obligatory, although he understood the importance. From this, we should also understand the importance of brushing our teeth, especially of using the miswak. Let's move to our next segment, a hadith sharif of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Rise and Shine, who are the best of the people? Sayyidina Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that the best of mankind, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, has said, خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلَّمَهُ, that the best amongst you are those who learn the Qur'an and teach the Qur'an. How beautiful are these words. خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلَّمَهُ. And there are many, many blessings in regards to reciting, doing the tilawat of the glorious Qur'an. The Qur'an, it will be a proof for us on the Day of Judgment. The Qur'an, it will intercede for us on the Day of Judgment. For every letter that we recite of the Qur'an, 10 good deeds are recorded for us. And the reciter of the glorious Qur'an, he remains in the company of the angels, and constantly good reward is written down for him. The Qur'an, it cleanses our hearts. And it will be the Qur'an that will lead us into paradise. And in one narration, the position in paradise will be determined by the amount of Qur'an that we have memorized in this world. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to keep connected with the glorious Qur'an. And may we spend our entire lives in teaching and in learning the glorious Qur'an. Ameen, bijahin nabil ameen. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers, it is fruit day. Yes, I think, you know, many of you are waiting to see, you know, what's today's fruit. And mashallah, we generally always have some brilliant mashallah pictures, explanation along with the fruit. But it's one more story, and inshallah you will love this one. Really, whenever I hear it, I myself love it, my dear viewers, because subhanallah, it shows the authority of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the kindness and greatest undoubtedly the Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alayhi wa sallam. It said that one companion, he came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he was anxious, he was worried, he was sad. It was the month of Ramadan, and he broke his fast on purpose. Now he tells the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that, oh, I've done something really, really bad, ya Rasulullah. That what do I have to do now? Well, what must I do? And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him the ruling, that when a person, he breaks his fast, the ruling is that he must either free a slave. If he can't do that, then he must fast for 2 months consecutively. If he cannot do that, then he must feed the poor, 60 people, the poor. So the Prophet ﷺ said to him, that can you free a slave? And he was a very, very poor person. He said, no, I can't free a slave. So then the Prophet ﷺ asked him, can you fast for 2 months? And he replied, Ya Rasulullah, I cannot fast for 2 months. You know, he wasn't able to fast for 1 month. How is he going to be able to fast for 2 months? The Prophet ﷺ asked, are you able to feed 60 people, poor people? And he replied, Ya Rasulullah, I'm not. And then he said that somebody brings in a tray of dates, and they give this as a gift to the Messenger of Allah ﷺ. The Prophet ﷺ says, okay then, you to that companion who broke his fast, he says, right, what to do then is, in order for you to make up your expiation, to perform your expiation, what you do, take these days, you keep them and distribute them to the poor. So now the Prophet ﷺ has helped him. So that what can he do? He can go and he can give this food to the poor. And then he said, that Ya Rasulullah, there's nobody who is more poor than me myself. And then the Prophet ﷺ said to him that, okay then, you take these, go feed yourself, feed your own family. My dear viewers, the rulings are the rulings. The rulings are there. If a person breaks his fast, he must free his slave. If he cannot do that, then he must fast. Otherwise, he must feed the poor. But the Prophet ﷺ himself possesses authority. So if he wishes to change the rule for somebody, he is allowed to change the rule for somebody. And the Prophet ﷺ, the rahmatan lil alameen, a mercy, subhanAllah, the greatest of mankind, the peace of our hearts and minds, the most generous and kind, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us more love, true love for this great, special individual, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alayhi wa sallam. He can do as he wishes, he possesses authority. My dear viewers, today is fruit day, and we have a fruit for you today, one to add to your list. Which one is this? Let's find out. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Today's fruit, peaches. Peaches are small fruits with a fuzzy peel and a sweet white or yellow flesh. Peaches are related to plums, they're cousins, they're related. Apricots also, cherries and even almonds. They are considered drupes or stone fruits because their flesh surrounds a shell that houses an edible seed. They can be eaten on their own or even added to a variety of dishes. What's more, peaches are nutritious and may offer an array of health benefits, including improved digestion, smoother skin, and allergy relief. Just one fruit has up to 15% of the vitamin C you require each day. This nutrient helps your body heal wounds and keeps your immune system going strong. It also helps get rid of free radicals, those chemicals that have been linked to cancer, because they can damage your cells. It improves your eyesight. It's good in keeping the digestion running smoothly. It said that one medium peach can give you as much as 9% of the fiber your body requires each day. High fiber foods can protect you from health problems like diabetes, heart disease, and several types of cancer. And getting enough fiber can also prevent constipation. It helps you remain at a healthy weight. Clocking in at fewer than 60 calories, peaches have no saturated fats, cholesterol or sodium. And more than 85% of a peach is water, plus foods high in fiber are more filling. When you eat them, it takes you longer to feel hungry again. It contains vitamin E. It keeps your bones healthy also. It is good for your gut. It gives you something to smile about. Yes, peaches are also exciting, sweet, nice fruits. And my dear viewers, the fiber, potassium, vitamin C content in peaches all support our heart health. Let's make it a habit of ours to regularly eat peaches. Add peaches to your five a day.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Mandani Channel, eating fruits, very, very beneficial for the health. Extremely good for the health, especially nowadays. You know, sadly we hear that there was one person, he was exercising, you know, in this one city, he's had a heart attack. Another person who's been training his entire life, he's a coach, he's a teacher, he teaches martial arts, he's had a heart attack. This person, he was, you know, very fit, he used to regularly train, he's had a heart attack. But if he was of Madani Channel, remember, it doesn't matter how fit you are, all of this is just the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the wish of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But one problem we are having, even if some people think, oh yeah, but I exercise, you know, I do my running, I do, you know, my cardio, whatever it may be. Dear viewers, if you are doing all of these things, but you are not eating right, your food consumption is not good, then these things are not benefiting you much. And in order to gain the full benefit from them, it is extremely important for you to eat correctly. And nowadays we eat so much fast food, we eat so much other bad things which are very, very detrimental to our health. We should try to make up for that by eating our five a day. Yes, my dear viewers, make it an intention of yours to, from today, begin to eat at least five fruits a day, inshallah, and do not forget, today we spoke about the authority, the grand, the great authority of the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. For those people that may think that the Messenger of Allah, Muhammad Mustafa, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you know, he was just another human being. He was just a normal human being. If anybody thinks this, really, they need to think again. Really, there's something wrong. How can he be a normal person when he has been granted such authority, when he has been granted such miracles, when he has been granted such beauty? The Prophet ﷺ is the greatest of mankind. The Prophet ﷺ possesses authority, my dear viewers of Madinah Channel. But that's all for now. We shall be returning tomorrow. Same time, join us tomorrow. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine.